Hey. I know I'm congested. I just, you know how I get when I watch movies that really resonate with me. Yeah. I know. I'm sentimental, but that's just how I am. And I know you don't like to acknowledge it, but I know you're just as sappy as I am. I just I'm still like recoiling, you know. Got a lot on my mind, and I'm gonna have some trouble falling asleep tonight, that's for sure. It's gonna be in my head for like the entire coming week or two. Maybe I'll rewatch it. Feel free to rewatch it with me. Okay, fine. Suit yourself. All the popcorn will be mine, though. But, I mean, okay, you're gonna call me like super cheesy, but I just wanted to say that I appreciate you. And you mean a lot to me. And you should believe me when I say that, rather than discredit me or dismiss the words I say because you feel like that's supposed to be like humility or something or other. I don't know. Because I kind of got that idea in my head too, you know? Just the thought that I shouldn't believe in compliments that people give me because I should always be working towards the next big goal or pushing myself towards the next accomplishment. And I thought that that was humility, and I thought that that was the best way. The most efficient way to better myself. But you know, that's not true. Sniffles. That's not true. And if you, I mean, by not believing in the people around you, when they say that you're awesome, I mean, these people around you are the ones who are closest to you, right? And they're the ones who you're willing to be vulnerable around. I mean, God knows, like, how long it took for me to become this comfortable with you. And you were so patient, like, more patient than me, probably. In waiting for me to open myself up. And now I share a lot more than I think I would have ever been willing to share with anyone. And I do that with you without feeling like I'm gonna be judged or scoffed at or reprimanded. Every stupid thing that crosses my mind, whether I'm excited about, like, I don't know, domestic shit, like cookware on sale, or I don't know, even like all those twisted things, like those true crime podcasts that we listen to, you know, you're always down to discuss anything with me, and I really, really love that. And so I want you to know, even though I've told you this before, I want you to know you can be anything with me. You can show anything to me. And that's not gonna make you weaker, and that's not gonna discredit who you are. And if anything, it just makes you more of a brilliant person who's willing to accept yourself. I don't ever want you to feel like you're alone in this world, because you're not. And I used to think that, you know, under all of the emotions that we could feel as people, under the anger and the sadness and the joy, I clung on I'm getting emotional again. I clung on, I can pronounce things, to the idea that, you know, to be human was to be lonely, and to be human was to just kind of be lost in our own little worlds. And it's not like that was, I was, you know, dooming myself. It wasn't some sort of like melodramatic tragedy. 'Cause it's totally okay, I think, for all of us to just carry a little bit of gloomy within the happiness. I feel like be happy and sad at the same time, right? It's not like they're opposites. It's kind of like they're a circle. And so I had always thought that loneliness was just a human condition. But you made me see that that's not the case. And that what was buried even deeper than what I called loneliness, it was actually just fear. Fear of opening up to another person. Fear of not really knowing myself. And you told me that loneliness was just a boundary I'd drawn in the sand that I was afraid to cross over because I didn't know what would be on the other side. Huh? It was a boundary I'd drawn in the sand, and the whole island was me. And you said it was so unnecessary to limit myself to just the beach, when I could be exploring the forests. And I remember I told you, I said, what if I was the only one, you know, shipwrecked on this island? That's why I was scared to go into the forest. But then you said, you can't just live on coconuts your whole life. And you're right. I can't just live on coconuts my whole life. Gotta get some protein and shit, right? What? I know, I'm just rambling on again, but one, I know you like it, and two, I'm still trying to reinforce the point here, and it's that I'm here for you. Even if you don't want me anymore, like, I just wanna, there are people out there for you, you know, and like, I never want you to feel sad or lonely. Maybe never is kind of idealistic. I mean, I know you will, everyone does from time to time, but rather than feeling like the base nature of being human is being lonely, I want you to know that underneath that loneliness and the fear, I want to like reach into there I want to reach deep in there and make it cushy, you know, just like add this padding, this layer of love, of support and encouragement. And I don't need anything from you, because I know that we're connected, and I feel like part of me is you. If I can be so bold as to say something like that, I can see myself in you. Maybe you see some of yourself in me. And I want to say that I love you. I love you because you've helped me love myself. And then loving myself, I can love you even more. Like, it's just this great, you know, instead of a vicious cycle of negativity, it's like a vicious cycle of positivity, right? I am feeling... I just want you to know that I love you. I love you a lot. I love you with my whole heart. My whole consciousness. My big head. And my big brain. And you know, part of me saying these things is also to make myself feel better. I condemned myself to feeling lonely because I didn't really know what to base relationships on. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I mean, if you think about it, like, we come into this world and the first relationships we establish, whether or not they're good or bad, are from family. And so then afterwards, like, are we just left to recreate the relationships that we once had? I mean, that's, I don't want to say that's the easy way out, but I think that's sensible, for better or for worse. And a lot of people probably follow that pattern, and I thought that I was gonna follow that pattern. And then I met you. And it just seemed like anything was possible. And I think that was simultaneously the most inspiring and terrifying thing, to realize that I could make any future with you. Or actually, it was more like I could make any future with just myself, but I wanted that future with you more. Isn't that crazy? I know, wild. And I realized, you know, it's not about being with someone who can make you the happiest ever. Because with you, I like, happiness isn't even the goal anymore. It's like, you can make me the happiest happy and the most, like, bone-achingly, soul-crushingly sad. I mean, you have the power to do that. And I'm so okay with it. Is that what it means to be in love. To be so crazy that you'd put so much power in someone else. But at the same time, maybe you do so because their energy just so perfectly synchronizes with yours that you become the same being. Sorry.
Sorry. I guess I am being too romantic. Sorry.
Just speculating here. Feel free to tune out whenever you want. Hey, why is it, do you think, that the older we get, the more scared we are to, I don't know, fall in love, find someone, what have you? Is it because we don't want to get hurt? Or is it actually because we don't want to be reminded of the fact that we stop looking after ourselves? What do you think?
I mean, I don't know, that's why I'm asking you. Is it because, like, it's because some of us, we want to continuously pursue that idea of becoming a better person, so then we give our all to our surroundings, to the people around us, to our jobs, I don't know, to our friends, our coworkers, our kids, whatever. I don't know, maybe kids, maybe not kids, depends. We forget about ourselves, but then because we've done these good things for people, the fact that we've forgotten to take care of ourselves, and so then we're scared to put ourselves out there because then we're reminded of the fact that we don't really know ourselves at all. We've actually just, like, wasted our lives away with the... Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm getting kind of depressing again. I've gone completely off topic. No?
You agree with me? For once?
Well, I know with you, we're always going to be challenging each other to be honest. And I love you because I know that if I ever stray off any path that would be true to myself, you would rope me back in. And I know that I would do the same for you.
Yeah, I know. That movie really got me thinking. I'm just saying. I have a lot more thoughts, but I think I got a lot of them out tonight. Just now. Thanks for listening.
I was just so sad because the main character, he never really found his self-worth. And I feel like there's so many people who are the same. And I just felt, I felt his loneliness, and it really struck a chord. So I wanted to project my feelings of insecurity onto you and just tell you how much I loved you and how much I don't want you to ever feel lonely. And I want you to know that you are so loved and you are so worthy. And I will spend the rest of my life, like, telling you how awesome you are and how much you deserve love. So yeah, that's that. I know I'm weird. Thank you for accepting me. Okay, I'll stop being emotional now. Okay.
Okay. Good night.